Among the saints commemorated this day, the holy and great martyr Eustace. He was a great Roman military leader in the time of the emperors Titus and Trajan. Although a pagan, Placidus, for that was his pagan name, was a righteous and merciful man, like the centurion Cornelius, who was baptized by the apostle Peter. Going hunting one day, he found a stag. By the providence of God, a shining cross appeared among the stag's antlers, and the voice of God came to Placidus, telling him to go to a Christian priest and be baptized. Placidus was baptized along with his wife and two sons. At his baptism, he received the name Eustace, his wife the name Theopistus, and their sons the names Agapius and Theopistus. After his baptism, Eustace went back to the very place where the revelation through the stag had occurred, and thanked God on his knees that he had brought him to the truth. At that, the voice of God came to him again, foretelling suffering for his name and strengthening him. Then Eustace secretly left Rome with his family, with the intention of hiding among simple people and serving God in an unknown and humble way. Arriving in Egypt, he was immediately beset by trials. Some wicked barbarian carried off his wife, and his two sons were seized by wild beasts. But the barbarian quickly took a bad turn and came to a bad end, and a herdsman saved the boys from the wild beast. Eustace settled in the Egyptian village of Vadasis, and there lived as a village hireling for 15 years. After this, the barbarians descended on the Roman Empire, and the Emperor Trajan was sorry that his brave commander Placidus, who had been victorious wherever he had fought, was not with him. The emperor sent two of his officers to seek the great general throughout the empire. By God's providence, these officers, who had been friends of Eustace, came to this village of Vadasis, found him, and took him to the emperor. Eustace gathered the army together and defeated the barbarians. On the way back to Rome, Eustace went and found his wife and sons. When he arrived in Rome, the Emperor Trajan had died and the Emperor Hadrian was on the throne. When Hadrian summoned Eustace to offer sacrifice to idols, Eustace told him that he was a Christian. The Emperor put him to torture together with his wife and sons. When the wild beast did them no harm, he threw them into a white-hot metal ox. On the third day, he took out their bodies, dead but untouched by the fire. Thus this glorious general gave to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and to God that which is God's, and entered into eternal kingdom of Christ our God. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.